IRS modernization. It's been going on forever. Back in the late 1980s, the agency started using telecommunications to update its systems instead of flying mag tapes around on airplanes. Fast forward to today, and the IRS still working at updating its systems. A new report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration takes a closer look at tax system modernization, and it found some valuable lessons. Joining us with details is Deputy Inspector General Mike Phillips. Mr. Phillips, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
First, explain to us the IRS modernization, what that involves, why it's going on.
Well, as you said, the modernization program actually began in 1999, and it's a complex effort to try to modernize the IRS's technology and its business processes. Of course, it is in its 12th year, and about $3.24 billion have been spent on contractor services, as well as another $474 million by IRS's costs. And the goal is ultimately to improve service to taxpayers. That includes all taxpayers, including individuals, small businesses, and corporations, and also to provide IRS customer service representatives with faster and improved access to taxpayer account information. So this really is integrating thousands of hardware and software components while simultaneously trying to replace the outdated technology and maintain the current tax system. So I kind of use the analogy of trying to renovate a jet airliner while it's still in flight.
And would you say that the IRS has improved its processes such that they are making steady progress? And I guess the follow-up question to that would be, is technology moving much faster than they are, and then they could never catch up?
Well, what we found is that, and we have to, TIGDA is required to, as part of the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act of 1998, to conduct an annual review, and this is our ninth annual assessment, which covers a 12-month period that ended in June. What we found this year is that the IRS's modernization program has continued to help improve IRS operations and is refocusing its efforts to improve its business practices with these new technology solutions. The product development activities have not always been effective in terms of being implemented and delivered to help achieve the expectations. We did find in the last year that project cost and project schedule maintenance has actually improved, but the requirements development and management continue to need attention.
So is that one of the most pressing issues that your report identified?
Actually, yes. And what we found, too, is that the IRS has actually, within the last year, refocused the modernization program to try to deliver the modernized system sooner. In fact, we're encouraged by the actions that they've planned and taken to refocus the program, especially related to retooling of the customer account data engine, which is sort of the backbone of the modernization program. It is the goal is to replace its current individual master file, which contains all taxpayer information, and the CADE, or the customer account data engine, is being refocused to provide a significant boost in its ability to move away from the old systems and provide improved service to taxpayers.
And they have about, 25% or more of the records are actually moved into CADE at this point?
Right. As part of the CADE system, they had processed a significant number of tax returns in the last couple of years. But what they realized that they were some challenges in terms of capacity and other issues. So they decided to refocus the program and to look at some new capabilities, which they hope to be able to deliver soon.
Yeah, because the CADE technology was chosen, golly, it's got to be 6, 7, 8 years ago. And in database and in application development time, that's a whole generation ago.
Sure.
So is it possible that they can keep the architecture that they hope for, but still insert fresh technology so that they don't open up on day one when all the files are in with something that's already old?
Well, you know, that's a good point, Tom. And really what we found, and it's critical and I've reported in our report, is that there are risks involved. And some of those risks include making sure that there's adequate internal oversight, making sure that the existing CADE system and the individual master file program systems are continuing to operate while simultaneously making these modifications and updates to the CADE 2 system. And then there are the reoccurring project management issues that the IRS needs to continue to work on, such as implementing planned improvements in their key processes and making sure they're committing the needed resources to accomplish their goals. And finally, in making sure that they are securing or resolving security vulnerabilities that we have identified and reported on, both in two of the major components of the modernization program, which are the modernized e-file system, which deals with electronic filing, and then the customer account data engine.
We're talking with Mike Phillips, the Deputy Inspector General for the Audit, U.S. Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, and just some best practices, lessons learned. You guys have been doing this for a really long time. Anything you would have done differently? Anything you would have avoided? Advice for others who may be trying it out?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I really think it boils down to consistent oversight, as well as making sure that you are planning appropriately and following through to make sure that you're accomplishing your expectations. In the last year, we've actually issued 11 reports that are encapsulated in this modernization annual assessment, and we made 16 recommendations that focused on the requirements development and maintenance or management, as well as the ability to resolve the security concerns.
And you're the IG, and so that's your job, is to make 16 recommendations. But do you also ever look at this whole process and take a look at what's happened, say, around, you know, March 1st of every year, and say to yourself, considering everything the IRS operates under, between Congress changing the tax codes and all of the criticism they get, that a minor miracle has occurred every year that they get the whole tax season accomplished?
Well, that's true. In fact, we just released a report last week that on our overall assessment of the 2010 filing season. And, Tom, we did, our overall opinion was that they did a good job considering all the challenges that they faced in terms of processing returns and issuing refunds. We did identify some concerns about the sending out erroneous payments related to certain Recovery Act credits. But overall, in terms of returns processing and refund issuance, they did a good job.